Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
PGA New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I use a product that I hang inside my tank. And, of course, when you flush, the bowl is nice and blue of water. But inside the tank, I want to say I think I have hard water. And no matter how you try to scrub all four sides of your tank, it's like it's stained and you can't get it clean. And I wanted, if there was a product I might be able to use.
You're talking about inside the toilet tank?
Inside the tank, yes.
So you really want your house clean. You even clean not only the outside. Most people clean the outside. You want to clean the inside.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it's a little more of a porous surface, and that's why it's not really designed to be like as pristinely clean as the outside. But what you could try is CLR. Do you know what that is? Yeah, CLR is pretty good at taking out any kind of hard water stains and stains of that nature.
Just pour it right into the tank?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you don't want to do anything that's too caustic because all of those valves that are in there
are super delicate, more than you
think. Yeah, the seals could start to leak, and then you're going to have runny toilets, and you're going to have to end up having to replace the flush valve and the fill valve.
Maybe you want to start with white vinegar because that does a really good job of getting rid of like mineral deposits which happen from hard water. So you might want to start there since it's super gentle.
How much should I pour in? Like a cup? Half a cup?
I think you pour in quite a bit.
I'm like, I've never cleaned my toilet tank. Yeah. I suddenly feel very embarrassed.
We're not really qualified to give you that answer.
You guys should know better. Every Saturday on my radio station, and I learn an awful lot.
We don't consider ourselves dirty people, but that's just one space in the house we've never cleaned, inside the toilet tank.
I think I have hard water
in my area.
I don't know. Next time I'm over your house, Leslie, I'm going to check the inside of your toilet tank.
I'm going to go and clean it right now. Are you kidding? As soon as we're done, I'm going home and cleaning
the
toilet tank.
Take the cap off and look inside. See what you see.
Right.
Hey.
Keep up the good work, guys, because I listen to you all the time.
PJ, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. I think PJ is onto something there, Leslie. There could be a new market for clean toilet tanks, both outside and inside.
You know, I really consider myself a very neat and organized person, and suddenly to be made aware that I should be cleaning the inside of my toilet tank, I'm frazzled.
Who knew?
I'm frazzled.
All right, who's next?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.